Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. We're back here live with Everything Speaks once again on Sunday. Sunday's my day. And that's where the first thing we start off with every Sunday. We start off with love. Why don't we start off with love? Love is so important. Love is the most important thing that we can talk about. Now, we're not going to get into the whole talk on love, but we like to let you know that love is the act that makes others feel good, you know? So if the act that you're committing doesn't make somebody else feel good, then you're in the wrong place. You got to switch up, though. Because you have to understand what we want you to realize is that the European, okay, I'm talking about the 1%, the ones that had your ancestors slaves, the one that have you as having a financial slavery right now, the one that got 90% of the country in financial slavery, come on, all colors, they don't care, as long as they got slaves, they're not going to teach you how to love each other. Because if you love each other, you're going to come together and do the right thing for each other. And they don't want you doing that. They want you all separate, keeping to yourself, not helping nobody. You know what I mean? That works great for the 1%. They love it. Because they can divide and conquer. They can switch you around and have you doing whatever they want you to do. And sometimes what they have you want you to do is downright silly. But we just so caught up, we don't know that it's silly, you know? So what we have to do is we have to learn. We have to re-educate ourselves. Well, I don't like the term education, but we have to re-teach ourselves, okay? We're talking about education because the ed is somebody else's dream. I just want to drop that in there for a minute, you know? Because when you go to school or to college, you come out with a resume in your hand, ready to look for a job, rather than with a plan to create jobs. So, but back to love. Jesus said something. He said, you need to love your enemy. I said, what? I said, that brother got to be out of his mind. Oh, yeah. I said, brother, he's got to be out of his mind. Come on, love my enemy. I'm trying to kill this guy. You want me to love me? Well, if you understood what love is, if love is an act that makes others feel good, no, it's emotional madness that everybody else got you caught up into. Well, you can love your enemy. See what I'm saying? You can treat your enemy with respect that he deserves. And if every act that you commit against your enemy, okay, makes him feel good, sooner or later, that person will not be your enemy, all right? So this is what we have to do. We have to build on love. And so that's why we always start out with love. We always start teaching about love first, because love is really what we need to be about. Now, next Sunday, okay, we're going to have the full hour. It's going to be about love. We're going to be talking about love all day long, you know. They better say, it's love somebody. So we're going to be talking about love the whole thing. We're going to go through the whole nine yards on love. We do that once a month, once every 2 months, I think, because we think people need to know about this, you know. Now, on to the topic of the day. The topic of the day is what was stolen from you, or what has the European stolen from you, okay? Stolen from the black community. That was a topic that we threw out there. Now, the first thing that you need to understand is that the land that you're occupying, you're not occupying. It's your land. The European is an occupying force. They're occupying the land, but it's your land. This is your home. This is where your ancestors was raised and had huge commerce back and forth with Africa, you know? I mean, they knew coincidence that they put the Marine him to the shores of Tripoli. You see what I'm saying? To the halls, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Brazil. You know, you got to research on what Montezuma was, okay? He was one of the greatest Muslim leaders that we had. You know what I'm saying? and he sent armadas here, okay, for trade and everything else, you know. This is our land, okay? And right now the land and the people of the land, all right, are being occupied by what we call the 1%, because they come in all colors. Right now, most of the Europeans are the one, most of the 1% in this particular instance are Europeans. So that's why we talk about the white man so bad, you know? But when you think about it, you know what I mean? When you really get into it, okay? We could not have survived this far without some white people plugging in and giving us a hand. You see where I'm coming from? But the bottom line is, this is your land, and the white folks stole it, okay? Now, let's start right from the beginning. How, I'm talking about on this land, let's start right from the beginning. You had a government set up. Black folks had a government set up called the Continental Congress. Now, don't get it twisted. Everybody wasn't living in teepees when they got here. We had cities and stuff built, okay? Homes built when they came here. I just want to drop that out there, you know. So we start with government. We have the Continental Congress, right? Now, here's what they don't have you doing. They don't have you asking conscious questions about nothing. All the questions that you're asking are unconscious questions, and you need to ask conscious questions. I'm going to give you an example of the difference between a conscious question and an unconscious question. Unconscious question, what kind of diet are you on? That's an unconscious question. Conscious question, why are you eating? The second question, you got to think about that. Well, you know, I'm eating because I want. I'm eating because I have to eat. I'm eating because I want to lose weight. I'm eating because I want to gain weight. I'm eating because I'm sick. I'm eating. See what I'm saying? Why you're eating determines what you're eating. You understand what I'm saying? Because when you get to the point where you start thinking about why you're eating, are you eating to replenish those cells that are being replaced every 7 years? Are you eating to produce the perfect cell? You know what I'm saying? The conscious question, have you thinking in depth about things? The unconscious question, you don't think that much about, okay? Conscious question, all right? Now, well, let's do the same thing again with government, all right? Unconscious question, the Continental Congress had a black president. What was his name? And was President Hayes. Unconscious question. Conscious question. What rules were the Continental Congress using? What kind of constitution did they have? And what kind of Bill of Rights did they have? Conscious question. See? We think about the Continental Congress and the brothers that was running, but we don't think about what they were using to run it with. Follow me? Conscious question. Unconscious question. Most of the questions that they have you asking want to keep you unconscious. Nobody wants you to wake up. You know what they say about what a sleeping dog, let it rest. Or wait, don't wake the sleeping giant, because that's what you are. You are a sleeping giant. You are the majority of the people on this planet. The majority, not the minority. You're the majority here. But they don't let you figure that out, okay? So the Constitution was not written by George Washington. No, George Washington and the boys did not write the Constitution. The Constitution was set up by President Hayes and them. That's what they were running the government on. What about the Bill of Rights? The Bill of Rights wasn't set up by George Washington and the boys either. That was set up by President Hayes. See what I'm saying? Black folks wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they stole it. Well, how did they steal it? That's a good question. They came in and wanted to hook up with President Hayes and said, sure, George, come on in, man. We can do this thing together. We can work this out. So then George figured out what the system was. He went, renamed it, all right, renamed it, called it the United States of America, took the Constitution, signed their name on it like it was theirs, all right, signed the Bill of Rights like it was theirs, and fed it to you for 250 years as the truth, okay? Because you never ask yourself the question, if there was a Continental Congress run by black folks, what rules and laws were they using to govern themselves by? you understand what I'm saying? So that's what they stole from you. Now you think about it for a minute. See these guys, these white boys, right? We're talking about George Washington and the crew. They got niggas in the basement, you know, tied in chains. They got white folks upstairs as indentured servant slaves. That's right. They had white slaves. You know what I'm saying? They ain't telling you that part. Why would they write something saying that all men are created equal? You know they didn't write that stuff. That kind of language wasn't even in those guys back then, okay? These guys were horrible slave owners, okay? Now, it took them 800 years coming from Britain to get out of, all right, to get out from under black rule. 800 years, that's how long it took, but they finally did it because they don't want nobody want to be ruled by nobody. That's just how it is. Okay, but it took them 800 years to get out from under black rule. We ruled as black folk. We ruled the entire world. Well, where did they get the notion that they can rule somebody? They sent their people down in the Kemet, okay? Egypt, for those of you who are not studying, sent their people down in the Kemet, and they studied. They learned. When they first went down in the Kemet and they saw the glory and the beauty and the wonders of all that stuff, they said, oh, man, I got to get me some of that. You know what I mean? But how was they going to get that? The only way they can get that was to take it from you because they didn't know how to build it. And to this day, they can't build a pyramid. You know what I mean? Talking about somebody come from Jupiter and Mars and came down and did all this stuff. No, you sit right here. You did it. They got to figure it out because we learned not to give them the information. Sure, we know how the pyramids were built, but we don't give them the information. You follow what I'm saying? So here we are, you know. So they went to Kemet. Got the information, learned, came back, start training their people to do one thing, go to war. Because when they came in Kemet, Kemet was under a republic. And a republic is a war machine. That's right. A republic is a war machine. Civilian and military is all part of the same war structure. Some of you people work out there in government, you know, or work out there in government and in private life, work in hospitals, and your pay is E-5, E-10, E-15, E-9. That's your pay. That's the military. You don't know it, but that's the military structure, okay? And when they realize that we can set up a government 100% dedicated to war, well, that's what we need to do. So they set the republic up, and once they got the republic set up, because that republic system brings you money because everything is centralized from the people running it to the money. And with a centralized effort and people of the same will, people can do, you can do anything. No matter what color you are, you can do anything you want. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what they did. Once they did that, it came back through. They jumped on Egypt. Kicked Egypt's butt. That's what they kicked Egypt's butt. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but they kicked Egypt's butt. Took over Egypt. That's what they did. Okay? Now, they didn't do it by themselves. Alexander, he had black generals with him. You know what I mean? He just had a brain power. They're trying to give him all the credit that he was some great general, but no, he had great black generals with him, helping him plan the strategy for the war. Okay, now we're just dropping the stuff I'm dropping now is just little tidbits, you know. They're giving your history back, and you don't even know that it's your history because they stole that from you, too. You know what I mean? They stole your history, you know. You watch the movie The Scorpion King with The Rock in it. Follow what I'm saying? Well, The Scorpion King was the king of the north that the king of the south named Nama was fighting, the one that set up a republic. A republic, they had the first army that wasn't tied to the farmers and stuff. They had the first professional army. That's what happened in Egypt. That's why Egypt became so powerful. They had professional military, you know what I mean, where nobody else did at the time. But they had Rock fighting a European back then, and everybody know that, see, once you study your history, everybody know that the Scorpion King was the black king of the south of Egypt, and he was fighting Norman, the black king of the north of Egypt. But they put a European in there that he was fighting. Subliminally, they done turned Norman Caucasian in your mind. But you don't know what they're doing because you don't know your history. And you don't know your history because it's by design that they make sure you don't know your history. What's that old saying they come out with? A person who don't know his past is doomed to repeat it. So they don't want you to know your past. They don't want you to know what's going on. Because they want to, if you don't know the mistakes that you made, right, you're going to keep making them over and over and over again. You think we ain't making the same mistakes now? Okay. Well, Garvey asked the question 100 years ago. Where's your army? Where's your navy? Where's your Marines? You know, we ask the question today, black community, where's your army? Where's your navy? Where's your, you don't have none. Why? Because you're missing the picture. See what I'm saying? And it's not your fault because you're sending your children to your enemy to school to be trained and educated. He's not going to train you to be over him. He's going to train you to constantly be subservient to him. That's what's going on, okay? My computer's glitching all over the place, so I guess I'm not getting no feedback here, so I guess everybody's hearing what I'm saying. I don't have my other phone lined up, so I can't really check it. So we're going to keep on moving. If you can't hear me, press 1, let me know. If you don't press 1, then I know you can hear me, and I'm going to keep on moving. All right? Now, you know he stole this government from you. You know he stole this land from here, from you. You were here before America Vespucci. You were here before Christopher Columbus. You was here before the Vikings. When all of them came here, you was already here. This is your land. He didn't bring all of you here from Africa. He only brought a small percentage of people from Africa. You follow what I'm saying? And then he didn't bring run-of-the-mill people from Africa. He was getting princes, builders, architects, horticulturalist, that's what he was getting from Africa. Not just no anybody, he wasn't grabbing anybody. Man knew what he was doing. You understand what I'm saying? He, he brought you over here talking about you couldn't read. No, you couldn't read his language. But the people he was bringing, they could read and write. They could read and write their own language. That's what was going on, you know? And they made it a business so that you, they made sure that you never knew your history so that they can keep manipulating you. Now, what history book, okay, did they have of yours that they say if they teach you how to read that book, that's another part. We keep saying teach you how to read, but if teach you how to read that book, if they teach you how to read that book, the penalty was death. That book was called the Bible. Okay, isn't that a religious book? It's a history book. Teaching you the mistakes that you made so that you don't make them again, okay? Just to give you an example how powerful the book is, right? And for those of you who don't know how to read it, Joseph, the story of Joseph. You get caught up in the story, he gets thrown in a hole, okay, all that, yada, yada. But what did he do to save Kemet? He told Kemet, spend half, save half for 7 years. That saved Kemet, right? What does that mean? How can you apply that today? That's the 50% budget. If you spend half, save half your money, you never even need the bank. The banks need you. You don't need no bank. You follow what I'm saying? Spend half, save half, put yourself on a 50% budget. This is not economics, Sonny, but when we get into economics, we'll talk more about that. But that's what was in the book. And they learned this stuff. This is why they get so far ahead of you, and you can't figure out what's going on. They took your book, put a fake Jesus is up there on the cross. Everybody knows Jesus was a brother. Everybody knew that. You follow what I'm saying? Every book in the Bible is written by black folks. I'm just giving you some black details right now so you know what's going on, okay? Every book in the Bible is written by black folks, okay? They put that fake blonde hair, blue eyed white boy up there. You follow what I'm saying? And you fell for that. You know where I'm coming from? To keep you off track so that you don't know what's going on. Then they throw the Bible at you as if it's a religious book, and it's not. It's your history, your ancestors laid down for you so that you don't make the same mistake twice, but you don't know how to read the book, okay? I'll give you another example of what's in the book that can save the black community and put you on the right track. Remember the story of Moses? Oh, man, they got you caught up in the partner with sea, throwing the snakes down. But that wasn't the story. That wasn't the reason for the story. The reason for the story was, at the end of the journey, he told his people, to give 10% of their money to the church, to the Levites. They were to keep us in a spiritual work. I'm calling the church back there. That created a centralized banking system for them. Oh, you didn't hear that, did you? That created a centralized banking system. With a centralized banking system, the Hebrews were able to build roads and homes and construct armies. They became very powerful because they have a centralized bank. You don't think these white folks come up with a centralized banking system on their own, do you? You see what I'm saying? They know how to read the book and make sure that they don't teach you how to read the book so that they can constantly be over you. But once you learn how to read the book, all that's for it. That's just some stuff that they stole from you. See what I'm saying? Now, what else did they steal from you? I just gave you a couple examples of what they've been stealing from you. They've been stealing some powerful stuff from you right from under your nose, and you don't even know it. Okay? Now, what else did they steal from you? Oh, boy, let's talk about your African history. Lord have mercy. They've been robbing you blind on that account. Okay? I'm just going to list a few things, a few simple things. And when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense, you know. Here you got people over there building buildings with bricks as big as a semi-truck. Bricks as big as a house. They build them buildings over there, right? But then they send you go to school, and they teach you that God was sitting under a tree, and an apple fell on his head. And all of a sudden, he understood gravity. He's the father of gravity. Duh. You understand what I'm saying? Here we building all the stuff that we're doing, dealing with gravity and everything else. But we don't get credit for it. You don't get black people credit for nothing. Everything, all the credit goes back to them. Just to give you another example of your history that you're stealing. They have something called a Baghdad battery. That's almost 3,000 years old. Baghdad battery. The Energizer Bunny people, they didn't create the battery. You know what I mean? The ones with the copper tone, they didn't create the battery. The battery was created in Kemet. Hello? The battery was created in Kemet. That means they knew about electricity. Okay? They give Magna Tesco all this credit because he figured out how the pyramids work. That stuff he doing with electricity, free electricity and all that he just copied the pyramid. That's all he did. You know, but they make sure they keep the credit away from you. You feel me? Did you know that the Egyptians were doing electrical plating with the gold? This is before the Europeans came here. This was thousands of years ago. Did you know they were making clothes with machines that ran on electricity? What? You didn't know that? They're not telling you that in school. Did you know that the first medical papyrus was set up by Imhotep? Oh, the Imhotep was a bad boy. They knew algebra. They knew trigonometry. They knew calculus. What? You mean there people that invent none of that stuff? No. You mean Einstein didn't come up with this? No, he didn't come up with it. He was just one of the first Europeans that was able to understand some of this stuff. But the people that came up with it didn't get no credit. Why? They're stealing your stuff from you, okay? Stealing because you're not studying and you're not teaching your children. Well, that's not quite true. You can't blame the victim for the crime. You see what I'm saying? We're victims here. You know, it ain't because we're not studying. It's because we've been to their schools, and they're not showing us the right way on which to even teach ourselves. That's a big problem, you know? And that's another thing you have to do in the black community. Stop blaming the victim for the problems that the criminals are creating. These people are criminals, man. They're criminals. You know, they tell you, well, we got a border problem. Hey, Trump law, we're going to build a wall. Build a wall for who? See what I'm saying? The immigration problem is not theirs. The immigration problem is with the Mexicans because it's their land. See, they have an occupation problem. They're occupying the land, and they don't want the true owners of the land to come back and take it. That's what's going on. That's what the wall is all about. Problem said, ain't about because they come in here, they don't want them back on their own property. They moved into their house, kicked them out of their house, and told them to come back into your house again, we're going to shoot you. And that's what's going on. They're stealing, robbing you out of every doggone thing. And I'm just saying, we just give you a little wake-up call, all right? Think about it. Now, since you're not from, since you're not from Europe, right, look at your name. What kind of name you got? You don't have no African names. You don't have no indigenous names to this land. You don't have that. You went on here with European name. My name is called Papa. My name is York. See what I'm saying? You don't have your own name. He stole that from you too. Okay? The man stole everything. I'm surprised he ain't stole your fart. Stole everything else. I mean, it's not funny, but when you stop and think about it, this guy's stealing everything from you. You know what I mean? What about your heritage? Huh? Did he take your heritage from you? Oh, yes, he did. Okay? What are you inheriting? What are you leaving to your children? You ain't leaving nothing to your children because you don't have nothing to leave to them because he done stole every dog or thing. The little houses and stuff that you live in, when he gets tired of you, he just changes the rules, changes the zoning law, bring in the juice joints and have the drug boys in there, and the neighborhood goes down, you move out, you look around, ain't nothing but Caucasians in the neighborhood again. All Europeans in the neighborhood. He's take the neighbor from me. Listen, let me give you a wake-up call. From Elohim, you do not have any community neighborhoods. I'm going to say that again. And wait a minute. This guy's out of his mind. You do not have a community neighborhood. What you have is a staging area for the banks to make money off of you. That's what you have. Now, I'm going to give you a little snippet, you know. Now, this segment that we're going through right now, I go through this segment maybe once every 2 or 3 months. So I'm just going to be dropping right now because I don't go through this all the time. This segment here is just, it's kind of out there, you know. Everybody want to hear the truth about what's going on with them, you know. But sometimes when the spirit gets it, you just got to drop it, and that's what I'm doing, okay? The bank's on a 90-year cycle, okay? This is what they do. Roll into an area, they build all these beautiful houses, they bring in upper-middle-class people. It don't always have to be white folks. It could be black folks, too. There's some upper-middle-class black. On a 30-year mortgage. After 30 years, all those homes and properties are paid off. The banks aren't making no money. So they change the zoning laws, okay? They start bringing in the beer joints and all that kind of stuff. You know, in the neighborhood, all of a sudden you start to see little beer joints chop up every place. Well, that's by design. They take the police out the neighborhood, the protection that they had in the neighborhood when all the upper middle class was in there. The value of the houses start to go down. People don't want to lose their money. So they start rolling. The upper middle class, I got to move someplace else. The value of these houses going down. I'm losing my investment. So they move into another new up and coming neighborhood. That's what they be doing. But in the meantime, after that 30 years, that neighborhood go down, they bring in another lower class of people. Houses are cheaper, they bring in a lower class of people. Sign 30 years over again. After that, after 30 years, those properties are paid for. When the bank's in there, whoa, we're not getting no more mortgage money. We got to flip this neighborhood again. So they change the zone laws again. Let the little drug boys in there on the corner. Take more police out of the neighborhood. Bring in more juice joints. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, the neighbors are all run down. Everybody has the neighborhood on welfare, SSI, and the junkies running around the neighborhood like crazy. See what I'm saying? Then they start petitioning the city for help. This is how they play. We need help with this neighborhood. So they start petitioning the city for help. But when the help comes, what do they do with the money? They say, we need money to help the people in the neighborhood. We got to help them with the drug problem. We got to set up methadone clinics and whatever they're trying to do. It's supposed to help the neighborhood. They don't care about the people in the neighborhood. They want the people in the neighborhood out. But they now, the banks, see what I'm saying? Because the neighborhood, the property went so low, the banks are not making a whole lot of money on the neighborhood. So the banks need money. They need to borrow money to come in and fix the neighborhood up again. So what do? They bring in the self-help groups, the low loan, the quick loan people, and all that kind of stuff. They petition money from the city to get the neighborhood, but that money don't go to the neighborhood. I mean, it goes to the neighborhood, but not the way we're supposed to. It doesn't go to the people that's in the neighborhood right then. It goes back to the banks, right? Banks come in, rebuild the neighborhood, and bring in the upper middle class people, and the whole cycle starts all over again. It's a 90-year cycle. So if you're going to buy properties, right? If you're going to buy property, you don't buy property in the new upcoming neighborhood. That's not how you buy. You go into the raggedy neighborhood where everything's falling apart. That's where you buy your property. Because in 30 years, because they get ready to come and flip that property, now you got 60 years worth of growth increase on the property value. The property value is going to be going up for the next 60 years. See what I'm saying? Or the next 30 years is going to be going up. So you got a good 30 years without losing any money on the property. Hello? See what I'm saying? I'm just giving you the information. But you don't own the neighborhoods. The banks own the neighborhoods, you know? And anybody that lived in a neighborhood, those are on the line right now. But those are on the line. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. You follow what I'm saying? But those who lived in the neighborhoods for long periods of time, you can see the shift in the people. Every 30 years, the neighborhoods begin to change. This is what they be doing. Oh, I got to talk, and I'm going to pass for normally I'm half an hour. I do a little commercial because I like to give a shout-out to some of the people who I think are doing a good job on the radio, you know, give a little help. And, you know, money involved, but we talk to talk. We got to walk to walk. And then we need to help each other whenever we can, you follow what I'm saying? this is the Evening Radio Show. We're here every Sunday. And also, we're part of the Legacy of a Nation group. So Legacy of a Nation is a broadcast group, okay? So this is the Evening Radio Show here every Sunday from every Sunday at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9. We used to be at 3, but I switched to 8 to 9 because I'd be so running Sunday and don't see them, okay? And we talk from 8 to 9 for 1 hour, right? And we go through different topics and stuff like that there, like I'm doing tonight. The call-in number is 516-453-9230, okay? Just remember that love is and always will be the answer, because we talk about love. Love is so important, all right? Now, we have the Legacy of a Nation broadcast group that comes on Saturday from 6 p.m. with Brother Mac and Sun 752. The call-in number is... Ooh, I got the wrong calling number because I'm on a different, I got the wrong calling number, but I'll get back to you with that calling number. You're on every Saturday at 6 o'clock, and now the old calling number, well, that's not going to help you right now, 347-677-1533. But I'll check that number and get back to you on that, okay? Now we have the Nikki Love Show. She comes on a Tuesday at 10 p.m. She's a spiritual reader that, my computer just went crazy here, you know? Okay, there we go. Oh, boy. Okay, there we go. That's the Nikki Love Show. And her calling number is 347-215-8040, okay? Now, we also have the Black Cross Nurses at Division 139 in Philadelphia, PA, headed by Basima Muhammad. That number is 215-796-0366. And we need nurses, all the kind of nurses that we can get, so we're trying to spearhead that back up, okay? Now, also, we have the Marcus Garvey Division 139. That's a new division coming out of Philadelphia, and their contact number is 267-531-8789, okay? And also, which I'm the vice president of, and if you want to contact them through me, my number is 215-977-0777. That shouldn't be too hard to remember. Okay? Now, we have, there's going to be another show coming on. We're going to be having soon, we're waiting on the talking points on the show. It's going to be called the Marcus Garvey News Hour. Well, you're going to find out what's going on within the UNA, which is a governor within the government. You know, a lot of people don't know much about Marcus Garvey, but they'll be coming on, and we'll keep your head up on the time. We'll keep you up on the time, all right? And I have a CD on the market that's called 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is coming. Like, yeah, I'm a Bible thumper. And the link is CD Baby/CD4/ Elohim Christ 2. That's number 2. So stop and check it out. It's also on YouTube. You can check it on YouTube. Elohim Christ 10 tracks. And on YouTube, all my songs will come up and you hear me do a little singing. I wrote and produced the whole album and all the music myself, okay? I have a little record company, so we're trying to do a few things, trying to get a couple of things together, okay? We talk about Jesus is coming. Now, if he's coming, where is he coming back from? We don't get spooky. He's coming back the same place he came from the first time, out of mama's womb, okay? So you females are very important, you know, and don't be dropping them babies out there because you don't know who you're dropping. You don't know what you're aborting out there, you know, and we need these babies because that's our future. If anybody going to get us out of these messes, it's going to be the children. And dads, you know, you got to step up because these suckers can't be out there. They do it, but it's not their role to raise these babies by themselves. They need the support, you know. We're going to talk about that more in depth on my shows when we come back, okay? and you have RBG Industries, one of the finest of handmade designs and clothing, and flags, buttons, and more. He also he's buying land and selling property in Africa, you know, so if you're interested in that, you can give him a call. His number is 609-638-5828. Okay, we have Susan Tahara. She's on from 6 to 8, Tuesdays through Friday, and her number's not here, so I have to pull that up, and I'll give you that number before I close the show up, okay? I believe you're benefiting from these shows because my sister, she keeps it real, you know. She's a good sister. And so I mentioned other shows because I think you get something out of those shows if you actually tune into those shows and check them out, you know. What's going on? I'm actually on a different laptop today. And the numbers that I have on a laptop, and I've been running all day. I just barely got in here to make the show. So I will be pulling up those numbers. I was hoping that they would be on the air. I'm scrolling down the numbers now. I don't see their numbers. So we won't be able to get that information about the call in. But next week, I'll definitely have those numbers for you, okay? let me see now. Where are we at here? Let's go back to what we were talking about, okay? Okay, about what they stole from you, the heritage, your legacy. Once again, I'd like to thank the people on the line for calling in. I appreciate it. You know, I'm not here by myself. You know, that somebody's interested in finding out some kind of information, you know. And that's what we want to do on this show. We want to bring you information, but we also want to bring you solutions. I want a solution to the black community is a centralized banking system. You got to stop thinking about that. Another solution individually is the 50% budget. That'll help you on your finances, okay? Next week we're talking about economics, so we're going to go through that whole financial thing. I'm supposed to talk about love next week. But it's a toss-up. I might do both. A little bit of love, a little bit of economics, you know. It's love and money, boy. That's something to think about. You need love and you need money. You can't get by without either one of them, you know. So maybe we'll talk about both of those next week, okay? Now we just talked about your heritage and what he's been stealing from you. Now, you know, he's trying to make Europeans Kemetans or Egyptians, you know. King Tutankhamun's tomb, they got him looking like a European. They got Nefertiti looking like a European, you know. They got everybody rechanging the statues, got people looking like Europeans in the statues, you know, and they putting the noses back on stuff that they blew off, but they're putting white noses on, you know. But they're trying to steal your heritage. They're stealing every darn thing from you. And you have to centralize. You have to get yourself together. You have to start studying. Teach the children. You got to teach these babies, man. They need to know what's going on. But for them to know what's going on, you have to know what's going on. And you're not going to get the information from them. You can go down to the library and you can find out some of this information from the library. There's a lot of black scholars out there. that you can get a lot of information from because they spent their whole life researching this stuff. You have J.A. Rogers. You have Dr. Henry Clark. You know, you have the Knockin'. That's just a list a couple. I have a list, but I don't have it here today because we're not really talking about that today. We actually are, but I was so busy I didn't have time to pull all this information out, you know, and I apologize for that. Because we don't do the segment that often, you know. I need to do it more because we need to know more about our history, what they're doing to us, how they're doing to us, and things like that there. Now, let's give you just an example of what's going on in today's time, how they're stealing our stuff in today's time, right? You remember the atomic bomb. Everybody knows about the atomic bomb. We dropped one on Japan. We didn't drop one on Hitler, but we dropped one on Japan, right? Black country. Well, I'm just stood that at you for a minute. The scientist that cracked the code on the atomic bomb was not Einstein. Einstein had 8 black mathematicians working with him on that project. They gave him Einstein a credit because he was at the head of the project. But the brother, the brother that actually cracked the code, they took him into the White House, gave him the presidential award for his achievements. How come that's not in your history books? How come you don't know these things? They're purposely omitting things from your history so that you don't know how smart you are. You know, yeah, that space capsule, I'm not a space capsule, but the ships that they were sent in the 80s, flying out in space and landing, well, I don't know about landing on the moon, but they were docking with the space capsule up there, and it was riding around dropping satellites and all that. Well, the person that designed that hookup was Colonel Gregory, okay? That was a black guy. He designed another brother, I don't have his name handy, but they designed that cockpit. It was the most sophisticated piece of machinery on the planet at the time. But did you know that? No, you don't know that. Why don't you know that? Because purposely they're dumbing the black community down. They don't want you having this information, okay? But this information is getting out anyway because we're researching. We're studying it. We kind of know what's going on, you know? Remember they had the planes that used to have the sonic boom? You know what I mean? And the planes used to make a noise, boom, when it comes through. It had a sister, okay? Her sister, she's an aeronautical engineer. She solved that problem. Her name was Christine Dunn. She solved that problem. Did you hear about that in school? No, you don't. You know what I'm saying? Did you know that the first computers were done by a black guy and a Jewish guy? They did the first, not Bill Gates, they did the first computers. Did you hear about that? No. And then a software engineer, right, designed a mathematical process to measure the decay rate of the chips. Other than that, they couldn't use them. Did you know about that? I mean, it's like, this is the stuff that they're keeping from you. This is the stuff that they literally don't want you to know, okay? They don't want you to know what's going on. They don't know what you're doing. You know the projects that they had when they had the fiber optics going from under the land? Black guys designed all that. Black guys come up with a mathematical process to make the fiber optics practical. They put it all on the ocean and everywhere. They had this thing that they had that the black guys invented that would allow them to measure what's going on with the light coming through the cargo fiber optics. Did you know that? No. I'm just giving you a quick understanding. This is a quick overview of what they have kept from you and the things that you don't know. But the information's out there, but you have to ask conscious questions. You go on the internet, you don't know what to ask because all you have is unconscious questions. So you have to start thinking, what's the difference between a conscious question and an unconscious question? You know what I'm saying? And you got to get into the habit of asking conscious questions because it's in you. You're smart. You're intelligent. You know what's going on. trying to figure out what's happening here. My, okay, I got two different times on two different laptops. One laptop says I only got 2 minutes, and the other laptop says I got 14 minutes. So I'm going to go with the one with a, that's got the switchboard on it. But there's something wrong. I had trouble last week, too. I have to apologize again because the callers are calling in and their calls are being dropped. My daughter had the same problem last week. She said she called in and now the phone got dropped. I noticed that a couple people calling back and forth and back and forth. I was trying to figure out what was going on. But there's something going on here. Well, Big Brother got to do what he got to do, but I got to do what I got to do. So we're going to be on the air. We're going to be talking until they decide that, hey, Brother Elohim, we got to get rid of your contract. We can't have you on the air no more, you know? Because I'm going to be bringing this information because this information is really, really what we needed, okay? did you know? I keep saying, did you know? Like I said, I don't go through this segment that often because this is just pure, straight-up information. And sometimes when you're just giving up straight-up information, it gets a little boring, you know? I mean, I have to admit, it gets a little boring sometimes, like being in class, you know? Who wants to sit in class for a whole hour after working and studying all day long on Sunday, you know? But it has to be done. So every 2 or 3 months, I set a show aside, and I just go ahead and do it, you know? It mostly comes under the category of history. You know what I'm saying? Did you know that there were black car company owners of car companies? I'm back during the time of Henry Ford now. Did you know that? See what I'm saying? Did you know that Henry Ford didn't invent the first engine? He made a carburetor. That's what he made, a carburetor Ford engine. And he came up with the, he didn't do that either, with the assembly line process. He didn't come up with it, but he implemented it into his car business so that they were able to, excuse me, it's been a long day, so they were able to make cars on the assembly line, but he didn't come up with the process. Black guy came up with the process, he just stole it. And you know who it was? You're not going to guess. George Washington Carver, the guy with the peanut. He come up with that process through his horticultural experiments. Yeah? Did we know that? No, because all the credit went to Henry T. Ford. They stealing your stuff, giving themselves credit for stuff, you know, and we put patents out there. They take the patent. They steal stuff on patent until your patent wasn't approved. The next thing you know, they selling stuff all over the world. Your patent all over the world, you know. It's really difficult to get things done. On this, I'm talking about big things down in this society because they're watching. They're in charge of all the roads, commercial roads, and everything else. And it's hard to get things done. Now, the math system that you're using did not come from the Europeans. None of it. They just stole it all, giving themselves the credit for it. Einstein's so great. He was so great because some of his theories have been disproved already, you know? And some of the thoughts that he's been coming up with, I'm saying, wait a minute, this don't make sense. And after a while, now they figure it out that it don't make sense, you know? He didn't come up with the math. He just learned the math, okay? There was a black Indian guy. I'm not talking about from India here, the Indians here, which is not who they really are. I'm talking about the Indian from India. He was teaching to the British about 200 years before Einstein, before these guys were even born. So we knew this math. Fact, the sisters in Africa have a math system that's so complicated and so good, you know, that they over there now trying to learn it, trying to figure it out. They're over there trying to steal that too. They're stealing everything. Well, I'm telling you, they have been stealing from you. You have to recognize who you are. That's the problem. We're telling you who you are now, you know? Now, like I told you, I'm a Bible thumper. I like the Bible, okay, because I know how to read it. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says you are. The Bible says you are a God. That's what the Bible says. And you are children of God's, okay? It doesn't say God's, that children are the Most High. But the Bible says you are a God. And Jesus, Yeshua, he said, he that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I do you would do. Jesus knew who you were. He knew who you were, and we're trying to tell you now who you are. You have power beyond your wildest imagination, okay? Don't let nobody tell you what you can or cannot do, because you have the power to do whatever you want, okay? This little meat suit that you're running around in calling your fleshly body, that's not who you are. That indomitable spirit that lives inside this meat suit, that's who you are. And that spirit is carrying power. You can pray for more power, but you're actually carrying power, all right? When you put your mind into something, and, you know, most of you realize, too, that when you put your mind to something, you really get it done. When you focus on that thing, it gets done. Why? Because you're carrying power. You are the creators and rulers of all that you see before you. Like when the guy in Reach put the little baby up in the air, he knew who you were. See what I'm saying? And they're telling you who you are, but they're doing it in such a way to make sure that you don't figure it out. Now, how do they do that? How do they come to you, get you to do what they want, and then leave you just as crazy as you was when it first came in? It's through the cartoons. What do you mean, Elohim? What cartoons? You got to be out your mind. What are you talking about here? The programming that they have programmed you with since a child is the back door is the cartoons. That's how they get in, get you to buy these little products, get out, and leave you just as nuts as you were before they came. Okay? Now, if you ask your children, let me just tell you what, if you got teenagers or young children, or even ask your spouse or people that's around you, you can be adults, it don't make no difference. Because the cartoons that they pick those cartoons when they're really young. They have new favorite cartoons, but the cartoons they pick when they're young, that's a psychological profile that stays with them all of their lives. Okay? Now, if you're having trouble with your teenagers, find out what their favorite cartoon is and go study one of them cartoons. And then talk to them through that cartoon. And before you know it, y'all communicating again. They can't hear what you're saying because the system has them programmed where you're old school. Oh, that's old stuff. We don't do that no more. That's the old stuff. The system has them programmed like that. Okay? You can break that programming through the cartoon. I'm just giving you these little secrets. Now, like I said, I don't go through this particular show, what I'm doing right now, that often. So I'm just dropping pure information for you, okay? Go through those cartoons, and you'd be amazed at how you can talk to your children, how they will respond to you when you tell them something to do. You don't have to beat your children. You just have to know how to get through to them. This is how you get through to them. This is how they get through to you, okay? What does the little Geico have to do with insurance? It's a cartoon character. The children don't know anything about nutrition, but they love Tony the Tiger, so they want Kellogg's cornflakes. Why? Because of Tony the Tiger. Now you can't even wipe your butt without the little bears coming on, you know? You got the little bear cartoon just so you can call the people to wipe your butt. They use the cartoons to get in, get you to buy whatever they want you to buy, and then they get out and they're gone. This is how they do it. Not all the products, but most of the products on the market have a cartoon attached to them. That's for a reason, because the cartoons are a backdoor programming, and you have been programming. You have been programmed all your life, okay? Oh, I meant to announce, too, that if you have a comment or you want to say anything, just press 1 and let me know that you have something to say. I should have said that about a half an hour ago. And then you can comment, you can say something. I'll open up your mic. But when you press 1, that lets me know that you do want to talk and you have something to say, okay? So, but that's how they get in. They get into the programming on the cartoons, okay? Now, I just want to drop that on you for a minute. Now, let's talk about something else that they stole from you, okay? The Wright brothers. Oh, the Wright brothers invented the first plane. It's a bunch of crap. Wright brothers ain't invented nothing. That the plane that they used, the plane that they were trying to invent was collapsing, falling off the scene. They couldn't get it right until they found an aerodynamically correct plane in Kennett. When they brought that back, then the Wright brothers designed their plane after that, and they plane flew. The Wright brothers get credit for what? They put the first engine on the plane. That's where they get credit for it. Not for it. They didn't come up with no plane. That's yours that they stole from you again. They stole that from you. The largest military plane, Herculean Transport, is the exact copy of the plane that they found in Kennan. Come on, think about that. The Herculean Transport, the largest plane that the government's using, is the exact copy of the plane that they found in Kennan. They've been stealing from you all these years, and you don't know it. I'm just saying, you don't know that they've been stealing everything, okay? Like I said, it's a wonder they ain't stole your farm. Because, and you think, even in the music, you think that all of the music that you have been coming up with came out, the music that they're doing, all of it come out of black community, from gospel to jazz to rhythm and blues, all of it, okay? Here we come up with jazz. I mean, we rolled with the jazz. But who they call the king of the jazz? Some white boy, Benny Goodman, call him the king of jazz. You know what I mean? Then we got rock and roll. We come up with rock and roll. Who they say is the king of rock and roll? They got this racist guy, Elvis. He's the king of rock and roll. You see what I'm saying? But you come up with all these genres, and all they do is they steal it from you. They steal everything from you. Everything that they have today came out of the black community. If the black community decided to get up and say, look, we're out of here. We're going to all go into Mexico and live. We don't even want to live what you got no more. Man, you'd have to fight the entire army to get out of here. They ain't not going to let you go. They can't run this thing without you. When they get in really, really bad trouble, they come to you because you got the brain power to get them out of this mess. And it's not no coincidence that all of a sudden the country gives a collapse and they pick a black president. That was not a coincidence. This country was getting ready to go under. And Obama saved these people's neck. Saved yours, too, because you're part of all this. Like it or not, you're part of all of this, you know? Obama saved this whole thing. But you think they want to give this man the credit that he deserves? No. They don't give him no credit. Here comes this guy, Trump, undoing all the good work that Obama tried to do, you know? The Affordable Health Care Act. You know, people saying, I don't like Obamacare. Then they said, well, we're going to cut the Affordable Care. Oh, no, you can't cut the Affordable Care Act. They didn't even know that Obamacare was the Affordable Care Act. That's how confused people are out there. And it's by design. Those guys at the top, they want that money. And the stuff that Obama was doing cut their money. They couldn't make as much. They couldn't fleece the people as like they was doing. Oh, boy, we only got about 1 minute left. I'm just running my face. Remember this, the Elohim speaks Sunday, okay? I'm here every Sunday. Try to come rain or shine. Sometimes things go wrong. What are you going to do? That's the nature of things, you know? And I just want to give you a caller number again. The caller number is 516-453-9230. We got about 90 seconds. Once again, I'd like to thank those who called in, thank those who are on the line. I appreciate it. Let me know that I'm not here by myself, that somebody out here is listening. Somebody's trying to get some of this information. And there's so much information that we have out here to give you. And I appreciate you coming, spending an hour with me just to get some of this information, you know? Okay? Now, we got about 60 seconds here, you know. And I did make a mistake last Sunday when we were talking about some of the people that Marcus Garvey had influenced, okay, because I don't know if you know about Marcus Garvey, but he had the largest black organization in the history of the country, No other black organization since him has been as large as the one he had, and worldwide. They're still here today. You know, you can find them out. You know, like I say, I'm vice president of one of the divisions, so you can call me. I have the number for that number, 215-977-0777. I left out one of the names that he influenced, Marcus Garvey. That was the, I mentioned Elijah Muhammad. I mentioned Malcolm X, Nancy Farrakhan, but I forgot to mention Noble Drew Ali. So with that, I got about 10 seconds to begin. Okay, I want to thank you again. This is Brother Raheem. We're going to be signing off. Love is the act to make others feel good. If it's not going to make the other person feel good, please don't commit the act. We love you, and I'll be talking to you again next Sunday. Thank you.